What we're going to discuss in this next section is something really exciting. It's really mind-to-mind communication. Some people refer to it as telepathy. And what we're going to do is discuss not only really what it is, but how you can start to access the ability to send out messages, receive messages telepathically, so to speak. And it really is a mind-to-mind communication type of thing. And I think once you understand that you've probably already been doing it, you've already done things like this with friends, family members, somebody that you're close to, and that you didn't really pick it up as that. A lot of people say coincidence. You know, when things happen that are of a bizarre nature, they chalk it up to coincidence and say, well, that happened because it was a coincidence. I was thinking about someone. They called on the phone. It was just a coincidence. Well, if you think about that, there are no coincidences in life, quite frankly. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens as a result of stimulation, as far as something being triggered. And like we talked about in terms of the energy system, once you really begin to really grasp the concept of that energy is flowing all around you, no matter how small amount or how large amount of energy you have in your body, that energy is still out there. It's still making an impression. Every time you do something with the energy, it's making an impression. One of the things that I talk to people about is as you increase your energy, invariably what happens is that your energy precedes you just about. So whenever you walk in a room, your energy is preceding you in terms of that situation. And if your energy is strong, your emotional content is going to play a big factor in how people perceive you. For instance, if you walked into a room and you were upset, you were mad or angry, people would pick it up. Now, a lot of times people don't pick things up consciously and say, oh, that guy's mad. They just know that they don't want to be around you. And I've always used the expression that some people light up a room when they walk in and others light up a room when they leave. Well, a lot of that has to do with the energy. They don't have to say a word. Now, some people do say a word, and then they confirm exactly what you're feeling. And what we're going to do is learn how to control that energy. We're going to learn how to control it to the point where we can send and receive information to individuals. Now, there's a lot of factors that are involved in terms of how this is going to work. And some of you, I would imagine everyone listening to this is obviously open-minded to the possibility, or you've experienced some type of mind-to-mind communication at some point that you realize that there's something to it, or you read about it, or you learned about it from somewhere. And it really is a key that you start to grasp and believe. Belief is one of the biggest factors when we do this. For instance, if, and again, we'll get into this in detail, is when you send a message to somebody telepathically, mind-to-mind communication, if you don't believe that the message is going to get there, their subconscious mind is going to receive a message that is wishy-washy, a message that is not clear. It's kind of like, you know, there's no belief involved. A lot of times people think that belief doesn't play a factor, but belief plays a factor in everything we do. It plays a factor in every aspect of our life. Belief is one of those cornerstones of something that you really need to address within yourself. And you have to learn to start believing in yourself, in your abilities, in the possibilities of what's there. The more open your mind is, the more abilities you're going to be able to harness. If you don't believe some of this stuff, you either have to totally disregard it and say, I'm not going to even get involved in anything like that, or you need to embrace it and say, okay, let's take it to the next level and find out exactly how to do this type of communication. I mean, everybody wants to be able to do mind-to-mind communication. The question is, will they be able to do it? And what we're going to be talking about is transmission of thoughts to individuals. You could do transmissions of thoughts to animals, transmission of thoughts to plants. You've heard of people talking to plants to make them grow. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but the people that talk to plants and they believe that they're talking to the plant, guess what? The plant responds and grows. Now, some of you say, well, that person has a green thumb. Well, what is the green thumb? It's that understanding. It's that communication. It sounds bizarre, But hey, you know, again, keep your mind open to the possibility. One of the things I did when I first started doing these types of studies and started doing this type of training is I didn't just take the information from one source. I didn't just say, okay, I saw that somebody said they could do mind-to-mind communication, and then I just said, okay, let me follow that person. What I did was I built up a belief system because I took it from many different realms. I went to the library. I mean, I can't tell you how many books I rented out of the library, or not rented, but borrowed out of the library, and actually started to see how many different perspectives there were in mind-to-mind communication. And I got to tell you something, the books that I read were not just paranormal books. They were not just books where people were talking. They were books from sales books, business books. Everybody alludes to this type of fact. When you walk, I mean, even sales trainers, when you walk into the customer, having that right emotional content, that right intent when you walk into the room is going to differentiate you between other people that walk in. Now, if that's not mind-to-mind or body-to-body communication, I don't know what is. They may not describe it in maybe the esoteric terms that we're going to talk about, because we're gonna open up the door and say, okay, this is what we need to do in order to communicate telepathic communication or mind-to-mind communication. And we're going to cover many different areas of it. We're going to give you some skills and techniques that you can practice. And again, this is going to take practice. If you're not already able to do some of these things, it's going to take effort. It's going to take a lot of flight time. And flight time means a lot of practice. So if you think that you're not up for the challenge of actually practicing these techniques and these concepts, it's not going to work very well for you. On the other hand, if you are diligent and you believe and you practice the techniques and start to understand how your body really works as it relates to the energy, as it relates to the power sources on your body, you will make out and you will start to see these things start to work. Now, like I said before, for some people, you already have a predisposition in some of these power centers. And so when we talk about telepathic communication, you may already be there. You may already believe it. You may already have done it. And so you are further up on the list than somebody that just started believing it, just started opening the door to the possibility that this will work. So always keep that in mind, is that everybody comes in at a different level in terms of their understanding, belief, if they've ever experienced these types of things. Some people may have experienced one thing and not another, and so they believe one thing but not another. But once you go through this entire study, you're going to see that almost everything that we're talking about interrelates. It's like a puzzle. You know, once you get these pieces going together, you realize that the energy is the main thing, and it kind of overrides and is the unit that is going to help you to be able to do everything that we talk about. Is the energy system that we talked about is the thing that's going to enable you to do every aspect of every skill set that we're going to be discussing through this entire series.